they think will be going. The first starting 15 days, a summary of what has happened in CCWG. The second start with the final, not final, the detailed. Then you have 35 days for all of that, which is a public comment instead of 21 day or 30 days. You have 35 days divided in two parts. One part is 15 days for the executive summary, and then you have another 20 days for the detailed proposal, then come to finalization in the CCWG, and then send to the charter organizations. So I just submitted to you whether you want to put some element on that. That is a, I would say, a parallel process that give all assurance that everything has been seen and has been examined and considered or studied by relevant organizations. This is just a piece of information I wanted to add.
Thank you, Kavus. This is very helpful, and I think if we're going to discuss this again, we can decide at the time what exactly to put in the text. So, Daniel?
Thank you. Still on dependency on CCWG timeline, and I agree with Alyssa that we should use consistent language everywhere. But in this particular context of public comment summary, this whole section confuses me because it doesn't even mention public comment. And the same goes for the next one, IANA IPR, which doesn't mention public comments either, other than in a side comment by Joe. So I wonder whether we got confused here, which document we are writing. And maybe this whole section can go. Thank you.
Thank you. I think it was one of the themes raised by the public comments. I don't think we can remove the whole section, but we can look into the drafting if this is the problem. So I have Joe next.
I think it should mention, excuse me for interrupting you, Then I think we need a paragraph on top of it which summarizes the public comments.
Yes, fair point. Yes, thank you. So Joe and then Alyssa.
Yeah, to Daniel's point, it's completely correct. I think we should actually just have a paragraph called dependencies. And in dependencies, we had a small minority of people suggest that there was an overall dependency on the external work streams. We had a larger number of people highlight the IP issue as a valid dependency, which has been resolved. We had a third group of people who did not specify the CCWG timeline, but just raised the concern as completeness of the names proposal because of an existing dependency. And then lastly, we had a few people suggest that we should consider the root zone a dependency. And that really should be the scope of our paragraph because those were the concerns that were raised. The extent to which we want to include the resolution of the concerns is awaiting the finalization of the text from the proposal if we do that. But I think those are the issues that were raised in the proposals from my recollection of going through the proposals on those issues. And I'd be happy to draft a paragraph that just deals with those four things, and then we can add any of the resolution text that goes with that as appropriate.
Thank you, Joe. I think it's a good suggestion. So, Alyssa?
I support Joe's proposal. I like that very much. I think we would then be able to delete the section about the IANA IPR because essentially the only comment that we received about it was that people are waiting for it to be concluded. I don't think there's actually anything substantive to say about the IANA IPR either. So I like Joe's proposed way forward. The other thing I would just say about this document in general is that, you know, we sat in L.A., we decided that we wanted to do this, but then, you know, people who had various responsibility for different sections were focused on drafting their text for the proposal and not on this, which is why you get different sections that are sort of at different states of maturity and have different amounts of detail. So we just need to, I think, try to keep in sync, keep the two documents in sync to the extent that seems necessary, but this really only needs to be the summary of the comments because we have all of the analysis in the other document. Thanks.
Thank you, Alyssa. So We also have a proposal to remove the IPR part, so if we don't have any comments on this, we can move forward.
Manal, I've got...
Yes, Joe, go ahead, please.
Alyssa, the only thing I wanted to raise was there were two comments that in the IPR context raise the question of what would be the appropriate entity to hold. I don't know if we need to reflect that. That was a fairly minor blip, and I think the communities have come to a consensus, but I don't know if you want us to reflect that in the dependency question.
I think that's your call. You are more deeply familiar with the comments. I think, you know, something mentioned twice across 157 comments doesn't have to appear in the summary, and we probably have lots of points that only appeared twice that we are not reflecting in the summary. So I don't think it's strictly necessary if it complicates things.
Thanks, Alyssa. So, yeah, I think we already said that we are highlighting here the major themes that were commonly identified by the comments. So the following section is CCTLD issues, and this is the text from Wolfrich. So do we have any comments on this? Again, apart from the track changes, everything is a copy and paste from the text that was circulated on the mailing list. So in the absence of any comments, can we move forward, please, to the section on ICG RFP criteria? So I have, Martin and then Cavus.
Under the CCTLD section, I noted that you had put a comment in about an individual comment that was raised. I don't know whether you want to pursue that and consider whether this should be deleted. It was one comment from one CCTLD, and that particular paragraph identified that we were balancing that against a considerable number of comments from CCTLD organisations. I'm fairly neutral as to whether to leave that paragraph in or whether we delete it. Keith Davidson might have might have strong views. I have none. And then I note that on the service level expectations paragraph, which has been quite an active and important issue, that one was actually identified, and I think the text there is remains appropriate text even after the discussions here in Dublin. So I have that. It is just whether that paragraph above should stay or...
Thank you, Martin. So do we agree to keep the text or delete it? So, Keith, yes, please.
Like Martin, I think no strong opinion on this, so I think to tidy it, delete is probably reasonably appropriate.
Thank you. So we can delete this. Alyssa, you want to comment?
No, just put me in the queue when you are done with this section, please. Thank you.
So, Cavus, please.
Yes, Manal, you were a little bit quick, or I was too slow. My comment is the paragraph before this AANA IPR. If you come back to that kindly, if possible, we'll give you my comment. Yeah.
On the AANA IPR part?
No, before there was a text starting, if the CCWG output does not meet previous sections.
Can we scroll up, please? Yeah. Can we scroll on?
It is just a paragraph just about AANA IPR.
Yes.
So the part above the AANA IPR is the CWG independent. Yes,
This part.
Yes, this is going to be all redrafted again.
Yeah, but only drafted, perhaps.
Okay,
you have,
go ahead.
I have to give. I think currently, whatever way you drafted, is, as I see in my computer, it says that second line, it is impossible for ICG to conclude its assessment. It's a very negative signal that you say it is a deadlock. You will reconsider based on the decision. So I don't think that if the requirement of the CWG are not met by the CCWG, there would not be end of the life. There would not be an earthquake. There would be some adjustment. And based on adjustment, you readjust. So I don't think that we said it's impossible to do that. So we should put it in a more positive way when you want to redraft it.
Okay, thank you, Kavos. Daniel?
Yeah, thank you. I was just going to note that this was up for redrafting anyway. So if we're all on that same page, I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. Alyssa, I'm sorry I skipped you. Thank you.
It's fine. So I just wanted to come back to our agenda here because I think our number one priority is the transition proposal. We put this on the agenda today because we are not going to have Joe with us tomorrow. Is that correct, Joe? You won't be joining us at all tomorrow?
I might be able to report for the first hour.
Okay, for the first hour. Okay, so that's good to know. We might rearrange the agenda a little bit, but I would like to move on to the transition proposal, given that we have more time for this tomorrow. But Joe, I was wondering before we do that, if there's any section that we haven't gotten to in this document yet that you wanted to flag or speak to at all in the event that you're not able to join us tomorrow?
Yeah, it was just that section that was actually sourced from my summary dealt with some of the NTIA criteria. Somehow we got good versions of it in there, and the version that controls is the one that has Milton's edit on the government role. So just to make it clear, we'll clean up the duplication, and the Milton edit version is the one that was the final version related to the government role. So just as a clarification, because I know when you read that part of the draft, it gets confusing because you see text repeated. But I think it was because we tried to merge a couple of documents.
Okay, thank you, Joe. I can also in the security and stability part, we have a duplicate drafting from your text as well. So if you can also kindly refer.
Tell you what, I will clean that up for you to look at it tomorrow. How's that?
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, so we will return to this tomorrow. I just have one question in terms of what else is going to get done before tomorrow. Joe, I see that you have circulated proposed text on jurisdiction to the list. I just want to clarify, is the proposal that this text would replace the entirety of the current jurisdiction section?
It would replace the three-part paragraph that Mary was highlighting as confusing, which I think we all agreed that was confusing.
Okay, so it would replace the entire section because there's only three paragraphs in that section. I'm just asking because the same text appears in the proposal. So I assume that we will reflect it in both.
It was meant to replace the first paragraph of that text, which had the three parts of some comments, other comments, while a majority.
Ah, okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay, so we should move on. Thank you, Manal. We will come back tomorrow morning to this and finish up. So, Kavus, I know that you spoke already to the timeline of the CCWG, which I think was kind of the main takeaway for us. Is there anything else that you wanted to add before we go on to the transition proposal, or was that the main thing?
That was the main thing, just to draw your attention that this is a timeline that more or less agreed. There is a third public comment and so on. The only thing that I have to give you is the positive sign of progress of the work. First of all, in everywhere I have read, there is a strong support for the activities of the ICG everywhere, in blogs and statements and so on and so forth. Your work were appreciated. However, with respect to the CCWG, as I mentioned the other day, about 10 days ago, we were in the middle of nowhere. Today, we are somewhere. We know where we are, and more or less, we now, after a lot of back and forth gymnastic between various models, from the voluntary model to single designator model to multiple membership to the sole membership, now we come back, I hope, it is definitive to the sole designator model. There are some deficiencies, but according to the latest verbal description of the legal council, the deficiencies that I mentioned to you the other day with respect to the separation of the PTI has been more or less verbally mentioned. It has been removed because in the memo is mentioned that if the separation is requested after the committee goes to the ICANN board and does not agree with that, there is a enforcement of process, but there is no enforcement of decision. But the lawyer yesterday in the committee mentioned that, yes, there is a possibility of some sort of escalations and some sort of arbitration, but it is not written. I have sent her email that please formally indicate that in order that ICG will ensure that this would not be a case for us. Apart from that, there are some other issues. We have a positive reply from the GAC, and we have some other groups. So one of the difficulties that may have impact on the transition is the stress test 18, which many of you or some of you may know that. And fortunately, we have now have a more positive way how to treat that. We are still waiting to do that. And there are a few points that still on the list. If you want, Jennifer could put another slide on that I send you the scorecard of the CCWT, just for information. You don't need to discuss that, but at least a sort of the dissemination of information that see where we are, what are the red area, what are the green and yellow area, that for information. So that is just I wanted to tell you. For my, as far as I'm concerned, I see everything. As far as the accountability of the CCWG is concerned, is a positive direction. Thank you.
Keith, go ahead.
Great. Thank you, Alyssa. Keith Razick. In the interest of time, I will agree with Caboos and not add too much. Just one point of clarification around the question of PTI separability and enforcement. Caboos is right. This was one of the areas that the CCWG is acutely aware of that needs to be absolutely enforceable. And the mechanism by which the decision-making process and the results would be enforced is if the ICANN board were to not agree with the decisions, then it could be spilled. In other words, in the designator model, the sole designator model, the ultimate authority of the community and the community sole designator structure is to remove the board if the instructions are not followed. So I think we are, as Caboos noted, awaiting further detailed clarification. But I think it's important to note that the CCWG is absolutely aware that enforceability is important on this point, as it was related to the CWG transition proposal, and that if a board of directors was not willing to follow through on its obligations, that it could ultimately be removed by the community and replaced with a new board. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, Caboos, although we would like to move on to the transition proposal.
Thanks. Yes, just to add on that, what I sent to the lawyers and to the group of CCWG, yes, if the board does not follow that, the only or ultimate authority of the committee will be the recall of the entire board. But that is a disruptive process. We want to avoid that. We want to have some intermediary steps between that and that. They said that, yes, there is some sort of possibility of arbitrations, some sort of possibility of reduction before going to remove our entire board. You know that remove our entire board is totally disruptive, whole organizations. That is the last resort. Thank you.
Thanks. So I think we're all now up to date on the CCWG status, which is good, and we will move on to the transition proposal. And while we're bringing that up, If anyone has their microphone on, please mute it. It's causing issues for the remote folks. Mute it when you're not speaking, obviously. It was probably me. Okay, sorry about the technical issues. Can you run the queue? Okay, so there's been a bunch of edits to the proposal this week, and I wanted to make sure we have consensus on a bunch of them, on the new things. And the first one is the history of IANA. So this is based on text provided by Patrick, has been edited by several people on the mailing list. And so I was wondering if anyone has any further edits, comments, concerns about this, or if we can consider it to be concluded.
Mary.
Thank you, Mary, for the records. Is this our first reading?
No, the text was distributed Saturday. Yeah.
No, I mean the whole proposal. Is it the first reading we're going to? Are we starting the reading, or we're just looking at the changes?
We are just looking at selected changes, yes. There won't be, the first reading was a long time ago. There's not going to be a time when we walk through every paragraph of this, if that's what people were wondering. So you are expected to have read the proposal and brought your thoughts to this meeting and the meeting tomorrow.
Lynn?
Yes, Lynn Sainamore for the record. Just following up on Mary's comments, because I had started updating the document, was putting my updates in an earlier document, and then version 5 came out last night. So I'm trying to make the decision as to whether or not I transfer those edits to version 5 or just work with version 5, and I can get that updated in this afternoon. But I think that was a little bit to Mary's point as well, because the versions have been moving, and it's been hard to actually get the comments in according to the latest one.
So I guess my assumption was that, after the conversations we had on the weekend, that there weren't going to be further line edits to the parts that weren't already in flux. So we sort of had the list of items that we were going to be talking about today. If people have other parts of the proposal that they want to open back up, it would be good to know which parts those are today so we can organize our time tomorrow. And so maybe you can explain a little bit the nature of the edits that you were making, and then we can figure out what to do.
Sure. Lynn Sainamore. I mean, for instance, one of them was in the executive summary in paragraph X003. It's more a clarification. In the first line, I was proposing that rather than saying, I'll read it, the ICG took note of guidance from the Internet Architecture Board pointing out an existing was what I was adding, the existing division of IANA functions and customer communities into three categories. The way it was written, I almost thought it made it sound like this was a convention we put in place for the proposal as opposed to reflecting the fact that is in fact current operational reality. So there were relatively minor changes like that, but ones that I thought made, at least in my opinion, a fairly substantial sort of increase in clarity.
So for those types of things, I think what I would request is that that people send them actually just in email, like old, new, by midnight tonight. Let's say midnight tonight. And then I'll go through in the morning and try to run a version that has all of those. The only other thing I would say about that, though, is, again, like every piece of the executive summary is drawn almost word for word from the proposal itself. So please either make your comments on the proposal itself or both the executive summary and the proposal, but not exclusively the executive summary. That would help a lot. Is that clear in terms of process? Does anybody have problems with that in terms of just like line edit tweak type things?
Let me express this differently. It might be the case that people do discover issues with the executive summary, but that is due to either an editorial error, which in that case should be pointed out, or you have issues with text in the main document. So please make clear also when you point out issues which one of these you might have discovered, because there might of course be editorial issues as well. Thank you. I just want to put in the record that Milton had his hand out, but I had to leave the room. Cavus?
Yes, what you put in executive summary, I'm not to comment that, but because, for instance, paragraph 1, you refer to the NTIA announcement, the text here is different from that announcement. The NTIA says that key internet domain name function, you put key internet function. If you go to the announcement 14th of March, it's different. I'm not saying that take that, but just I want to tell you that this is the situation. I have checked and I've compared, but it is there. So it's up to you to take it. It is, what is here is correct. It's not incorrect. But because you refer to that, you should have the exactly what the announcement is. Key internet domain name function.
Yeah, that is correct. I remember, I think all people around this table do remember exactly what words NTIA did use. And I think we also agree that the text was not optimal given the scope of our charter. The question is then how we are wording this. Either we, of course, quote them, or we, and in that case, it should be corrected, as you point out.
Okay. So, thank you. I think we, we're now clear on the kind of line editing process for tomorrow. Anything else on this history section, or is everyone comfortable with the history section? So the next one is the references to the dependency on the accountability work. So Daniel had gone through and found all of the places, or many of the places, where this is referenced in the both the executive summary and Part Zero. And that text, minor amendments from me, is now on the screen and in the document. So I'm sorry, we're just looking at this yellow portion. Right. So this is now the way that the dependency is captured. Every place we talk about it in the proposal, it says this. Sometimes the sentences are separated or what have you for flow, but it's these two sentences that capture the state of the dependency. So the question is if people feel comfortable with this and comfortable with this notion that we will, every time we talk about this, we will say it this way.
Russ Mundy.
Thank you. Russ Mundy here for the record. I'd like to ask that since we're trying to finalize what we're doing here, that we think about what we do want to say at these places in the proposal, because once that concurrence comes from the CWG, the CCWG work has met their requirements. Will those still be proper words to use in the proposal that we forward?
So that's a good point, Russ. They're actually, this text and all the other pieces of similar text are in yellow because I expect that we will delete or change them before we send the proposal to the board. Yeah, so that's the expectation. They're highlighted here, but you know, eventually they will be changed or deleted before we send it on.
One quick follow-up, if I could. If we could make our decision today, which we would prefer to do, you know, delete or change, then that will make our work easier, I think, when we get to the point of actually doing that.
Daniel.
Thank you. I think that even leaving paragraph X013 in there would still make the proposal readable and valid. So we don't really, as far as I'm concerned, we don't really have to do these edits. If we were to edit, then we should agree now that basically the whole paragraph just goes. And probably X014 as well. But I would prefer basically stating it right now. We have a document that we don't need to edit when we submit it. And I don't think we need to. Thank you.
And for the record, this is Patrick Feldstrom speaking. Lynn.
Lynn Sainamore. My comment only applies if we're going to keep the paragraph in, and I could easily support taking the X13 and X14 out on the assumption that those are resolved prior to submission. If we do keep it in, I would suggest that we use words that were consistent with the words we've been using throughout the bulk of this process, which is rather than, and I'm referring to the comment that says before sending this proposal, the last sentence in paragraph 13. Our words have always been before sending this proposal to the NTIA via the ICANN board.
Paul Wilson.
Paul Wilson for the record. I just question if these paragraphs are to stay in. I question the idea that that the use of the word complete, that I mean, a proposal is a proposal, and it's to say that it becomes complete because of some external condition that actually doesn't affect the proposal seems an odd way to see it. I mean, if the proposal is not being changed by the external condition, then it seems to me that it can't be completed by the external condition. I mean, maybe it would be more correct to say that that there is an additional condition or stipulation on the NAMES proposal, that it is only to be considered acceptable or submitted or valid in case of that external condition. But to say that either the NAMES proposal or this proposal becomes complete simply because something external changes, just it seems to me to be odd, and I wonder where that idea comes from, whether it's something that we've put in the proposal or whether it's come from, in this case, from the NAMES proposal itself. So if these proposals, if these paragraphs do stay, I would like to just have a look at a slight adjustment to the wording to clarify that. Thanks.
So just to respond to that quickly, because I know we have a queue, it did indeed come from us because we did an assessment of whether the proposal was complete, and we said it's not complete because we don't have this other piece. However, what I like about your comment and suggestion is that one of the difficulties with this is that we have one of the reasons why Daniel was able to find all these discrepancies between the different ways that we talk about this is that we talk about it slightly differently in the context of different sorts of evaluation that we did of the proposal. We said, okay, it's not quite complete because it doesn't have this thing. We can't assess the accountability fully because it doesn't have this thing. And so that's where some of the differences in how it in different parts of Part Zero came about. I would much prefer to just say the NAMES proposal is dependent on X and before sending it, blah, blah, blah. And then we could use that everywhere and we wouldn't have to, keep changing it. And this is what you're looking at on the screen is very close to what the CWG proposal itself says about the dependency. And so we could just draw the words directly from there and that might solve the issue.
Thank you. That sounds good to me. Paul.
Martin Boyle.
Thanks, Chair. Martin Boyle here. I am certainly clear that we do need to have a text in here. We have a section on completeness. It isn't quite complete, and we know when it will be complete. So for the time being, a text that appears on our website and is accessible to people outside should have that proviso in. I liked Alyssa's approach. I think we do keep it as simple as we possibly can. And we have insight that when we get confirmation from the CWG that the dependencies are now met, we simply then go through and replace the text with saying that the separate proposal, which is not included in our draft, meets the requirements of the NAMES proposal, and then we can close the thing off. We could almost draft that text in advance so that we don't have to do drafting down the track, but it is chancing our arm a little bit, and it's not actually a massively difficult drafting job. But I would certainly be very, very concerned if we didn't have reference in here to the...
Manal?
Thank you, Patrick. And yes, I think if this version is going to go public, then we have to have the dependency clarified somewhere. And again, despite the fact that we're going to do this in the announcement itself of the our status, I think it's important that we have it also inside the document. But maybe we can have it as a disclaimer at the beginning of the document with reference to the paragraphs that those parts are dependent on the names community confirming that their accountability requirements are met. I mean, so that we have it like a common factor at the beginning, and then it becomes easier to remove it later without re-editing the whole proposal. So just a suggestion. Thank you.
Cabus?
Yes, that is a good proposal. We have done it elsewhere by adding a sentence. Whenever in this document reference made to the proposal of CWG, it should be understood that there are some dependencies in this proposal which is also interdependence with the proposal of the CCWG. Once, forever, but not at every time we try to add that one, because we may run in risk of adding some words that underestimate the proposal. So everybody knows that there is a dependency. We put it once, ever, and whenever we have CCWG, we make that cross-reference to the topic. That was a good proposal.
Alisa.
So I'm with both of you on this. The trouble that I see is that some of this is sort of reflective of the process that we went through. That's how this ended up this way to begin with. That we concluded that it wasn't complete, or comments indicated a lot of uncertainty about the ability to judge the proposal because it's not complete and so forth. So I think it would be hard to write part zero without ever making reference to that in any way. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, just putting it on the front page and saying, this is dependent on that. There's a lot of context in the proposal itself where we talk about the fact that the dependency has existed through the process.
Kavos, did you want to respond to that?
Yes, I want to respond to that. We can also make it simpler, saying that unless otherwise is specified elsewhere, whenever reference is made. So if the area you need to intervene something, you need to intervene on that one, but not make all the things. So there are very few cases, but not all cases. So it says, unless otherwise specified in the report, whenever there is a reference, is see. When you have specified, you go to that part you want to change. I just wanted to have a simpler formula, but I have no difficulty. If you're happy to go to all through and make every changes, that's okay. But if you want to say that text now, okay, is not okay, say it incomplete. You say that although the test of the CWG is complete, however, and then you go to the dependencies.
Samuel, Manal, you also wanted to respond to this? Jean-Jacques.
Yeah, I try to sort of close this dialogue before going to you, Jean-Jacques. Jean-Jacques, please.
Thank you, Patrick. This is Jean-Jacques. Two small points. First is, I agree with Alisa's reasoning more than with Cavus's, because as someone from the user community, I think it's necessary to remind, as often as is necessary, the dependencies. Of course, we are right in it, so factoring it in would be easier, but I think that Alisa's suggestion is very good. A second point, which is not dealing only with this part, but also with this part, is that I made a proposal in emails, etc., to put systematically everywhere throughout our texts, but also in the public comment review paper, names proposal, capital, protocol parameters, capital, numbers, capital N also. Because there again, for the user community, names with a small n, protocol parameters with a small p, doesn't strike me as being that easy to understand. Thanks.
Manal?
Thanks. And yeah, I got also alerted by Alyssa's comment, and Now, my question is this part of the draft that would continue with us in the final proposal, or is it a placeholder that will not exist in the final proposal? Because, yes, if it is part of the drafting, then it makes sense that it appears everywhere that it should appear, and it would continue with us with the final draft. But if it is just a placeholder, then this is where it could be a common disclaimer at the beginning of the document. So thank you.
So I think if we just take this example that we have on the screen to illustrate, I think when we send this proposal on to NTIA, what we would want this to say is the ICG discussed the content of each proposal in depth and has published a matrix of topics discussed. The ICG is satisfied that the proposals are complete and clear. Full stop. Because that's what we've concluded. We're just waiting. So I think, but we can't say that. I would assume people are not prepared to say that right now, right? If I made that edit right now, seven hands would go up and say, no, we can't do that. So, right, yeah, and everybody's nodding. So I don't think we can get around having to edit in the once we have confirmation from the CWG. I wish we could. We could try to do it in advance. I'm sure that'll make people nervous as well. But I don't think we can avoid it. So I think we will work on the disclaimer, but it's hard for me to see how we can take these things out of the body of the text. It's only like 5 or 6 places. It's not the end of the world to keep track of these. So,
Cabos.
Yes, we don't want to bother you. Don't go to disclaimer. Make it as you wish. We agree. Finished. Full stop.
Okay. I think we have agreement to still have a disclaimer on the front page, but that's a separate issue.
Martin.
Thanks, Patrick. Martin Boyle here. Yeah, I'm quite happy with that, with the suggestion that Alyssa made. But I wonder whether, because the CCWG text is not going to appear in our final text, whether we should have a URL in our final text that points to the document because it is then an integral part of the CWG proposal. And it just seems to me to be that somebody then down the track looks at it and they can then find the document, and then they've got the whole of the contribution. So it's just a simple suggestion. Thank you.
Cabos?
Yes, but to the relevant part only, not the whole report. Hyperlinking the whole report, I think. There is relevant part relating to the dependencies in a specific part of the CCWG, because our proposal is section by section, chapter by chapter, and then you have quota. But not the whole report. There are so many contradictory things in the CCWG that you may confuse the community totally.
I think we can put this on the list of edits to be made.
Martin,
it's hard to envision who the URL, what the URL is going to point to until it actually exists. So,
Martin, and then I would like to move on.
Thank you, Chair. I would have a lot of nervousness following Cavus's suggestion, because all of a sudden we are in a position of trying to decide which are the important bits of the CCWG final report. I think we point to the full document. And then it is for the user to work out themselves. I would not like to see us pulling out particular chapters of what is going to be a CLEX, but mutually intradependent document.
Okay, I think we will have this discussion when we actually go to put it in, but that's not for today. So, okay. So the action item here is to align this text, to take out the bit about completeness and just have it state that there's a dependency and align it with the way that is stated in the CWG proposal. Come back to the issue of the disclaimer tomorrow.
You don't have that document before 21st of January, CCWG, yeah. Number one. Number two, we would like to just remove responsibility from ourselves. If to go to my colleague, he's not aware, it would be quite confusing that the 200 pages, they don't know where we had to go. He or she will be totally lost. It's good. Push the responsibility to the others. Throw the monkey to the other's shoulders. That is the standard American management procedures. And then, okay, we can do that. But I have no problem. I want to agree with you. Thank you.
Thank you. We will come back to that topic in a future call. Okay, the next item. I don't think we need to talk about the pie chart. I think everyone is on board with the pie chart. We just looked at it in the comment summary document. Thank you very much, Lynn, for doing that on short notice, despite the fact that no one from the community commented on it whatsoever. Then the next one was the implementation inventory. So on Saturday or Sunday, we talked about, we took an action as a group that people who were interested in the implementation inventory were going to go look at it. The spreadsheet that Lynn had circulated, which we are not currently projecting, but which everyone has seen and has in their inbox. And we were going to decide what to do with that spreadsheet, whether we wanted to add a little more detail to this bulleted list drawn from the spreadsheet, whether we want to add the spreadsheet as an annex to this document, or whether we want to do neither of those things and just let the spreadsheet be input into the larger implementation planning and tracking process, which has now gone on. The other thing that happened this week, I think, is people hopefully attended the session about implementation organized by ICANN and have had chats with folks in the community about implementation. I know that, that I have and that we as the chairs have had. So I'll give my personal take on this question. I think there is, it's clear that there is a broader implementation planning exercise to be had and is starting to be underway. And we're going to talk about, you know, what is possible work for the ICG in that process or not tomorrow. But as it affects this document, I tend to think that this level of detail is the right level of detail for this document because all kinds of things will change during the implementation phase. There will be more sub-details and sub-bullets under these bullets that will crop up as people actually start to carry out the implementation steps. And so as a record of the what the community proposed and intended to do in, you know, end of 2015, early 2016, I think this is about the right level of detail. And so I'm really glad that the spreadsheet exists and it has been a helpful tool for organizing the communities around what they need to do, but I don't think we need to include it here as it will shortly become out of date as the implementation process begins. So that's my opinion, but floor is open for discussion.
Caboose.
Alice, I didn't quite understand. You want to include that in the main text or you want to attach it as an annex? Clarify that, then I comment.
I think the question on the weekend for people to think about was if we wanted to include it as an annex. I don't think anybody proposed including it in the main text.
I have the same view as an annex. When you refer to that, it's that further information could be found in annex. All that we do.
Okay, so you're saying you support including it as annex. I'm saying I do not support including it at all, annex or otherwise, just to be clear. But that's fine. We can hear from everyone about it.
Paul Wilson.
It's Paul. I think you're right, Alyssa, that we don't need to go into a lot of detail. I think this is a useful reference list. This is what has been identified at this time. It might be useful to add some words to that first paragraph that just say specifically this is not a complete list, it's just what the ICG has been able to identify. As for the annex, I don't really mind either way, but I think it would be important in the annex, if it's included, to say the same thing, that this is a view from the ICG at the time of writing that could be overtaken by, that will be overtaken by the specific implementation plans that are made. And it's not the ICG's role to be stipulating or dictating how these things are done. For reference, I think I'm happy to have that in an annex or not. I don't particularly mind.
Jean-Jacques?
Yes, this is Jean-Jacques. 2 points. I entirely approve of Paul's suggestion. I go along that way. And the second point is about the wording of this list, referring to Lynn, if I may. I would say under establishment of the PTI, I would add and mandate or remit or something like that, because that was specifically one of the points which has been under discussion. In the same way as there was a discussion about the appointment of the method of appointing PTI directors, I think in establishment of the PTI, we should add establishment and remit of the PTI. Thanks.
So just one note about that. I think, and Lynn can clarify if I'm wrong about this, I think these descriptions came directly from the CWG, other than the one that we edited for clarity. So we can think about if we want to go down the path of editing more of them, but that's why they are as they are right now, because this is what the CWG told us is their list of implementation items.
So let's start discussing whether we should have this list or not. Cavus?
Yes, is everybody happy not with an annex? I follow the majority.
Lynn?
Lynn Sainamore. Alyssa, yes, it's right. The list is from a direct submission from the CWG. And from my perspective, establishment of the PDI, I think, would assume that the remit was clear and appropriately approved through the necessary mechanisms. I also support not having the annex in. I would like to think about adding some additional text, though, because I think the one column that's useful in the spreadsheet was the one that I talked about oversight, because frankly, I think it just smoked out issues where it wasn't particularly necessarily clear or agreed by all the communities what, for instance, their role was versus the ICG. And in the CWG stewardship workshop yesterday, Jonathan actually said that they had made progress and some words like, I don't have the transcript in front of me, while they may have been looking towards the ICG more in some of their earlier discussions, they were now confident that it was actually the responsibility of the CWG and the NAMES community to ensure that their implementation met their needs. So perhaps we can put a statement in the overall paragraph that states that each one of, and these are not the exact words, we can go away and think about it, but that each one of the OCs has stated that they will assume responsibility for ensuring appropriate implementation using their normal community practices or something like that. So just to summarize, I would say I don't think we need the annex because I think everything else is adequately caught here, but maybe there's an extra sentence in the opening paragraph that just says that it's the OCs that would assume responsibility for ensuring the implementation actions, the implementation items were overseen appropriately. And maybe it's not even just OCs, it's probably other communities as well. Certainly ICANN and IANA both have responsibility to ensure that the work is done appropriately, which I think is going to take us just a few minutes maybe to think about some appropriate terminology. But I think a comment talking about where we believe the responsibility lies for overseeing that the implementation is done correctly would be a useful addition here. Thank you.
And let me remind people that we have 6 more minutes, so please try to be short. Keith.
Very briefly, plus one to Lynn. I just wondered, though, the value of this document as a, for the interests of openness and transparency, whether we could have a footnote linking to it somewhere so that it is available. I want to follow through, but I agree an annex is probably too much. And yes, I really like Lynn's approach. I think that's the way we should move. Thank you.
Ross?
I'm going to take a slightly different position, and that is I think we should include it as an annex. If we don't include it as an annex, we should figure out some way to get it published out there, because a set of information that was collected at this point in time by this group that might be useful in the future when people are saying, well, what are all of these things that have to be done? Not to say that it is that accurate or is that complete, but hopefully it would save other people some work later on. So if it doesn't go in our proposal, I would suggest we figure out how to get it out and apparent on the web somewhere.
And then we have someone that called themselves EPG. Who's that? Okay, Elise.
I'm sorry, that was my old shorthand. I put my hand down because I was going to make some suggestions about wording, but if it's not going to be an annex, it's not going to be published, I'll pass. If we think we'll publish it, I'd like to come back and say something about the wording.
Alyssa?
So just to be clear, the question is about the spreadsheet, these words are intended to remain in this document. So, and the descriptions of the items are the same as they are in the spreadsheet, which came from the CWG. So if you have issues, these words are not going away as of now.
Thank you for the clarification. So I do have issues only with the one line that says transfer of staff and resources to PTI. And I know this comes from the CWG, but there's no way to mandate that staff transfer to PTI. So we could say staffing and resourcing of PTI, but to say that we'll transfer a person, like if I were to say to you, Alyssa, you need to transfer to a new company that Cisco creates, you have a choice. I can't mandate that you take that new position in a new company. So if we're going to publish this wording, I think we should change that. Thank you.
Yeah, fair point. Staffing and resourcing of PTI makes a little more sense.
Good. This is Patrick. Before Martin, maybe it is the case that if it is the case that this wording really is the wording that is in the CWG, in that case, we should write a couple of more words here to point out that this exact wording is coming from there, and then say something. Martin.
Sorry, I'd left my flag up, so I didn't want the floor. I'd commented in the chat room.
Okay, Kavus, and then we are done for today.
Yeah. It's a difference between the staffing and transfer of the staff. The staffing means that you keep whatever the staff already in the ICANN for the ICANN and transfer separate the PTI and have a new staff for PTI. So the issue was that you use the current staff and try to give them new assignment or the assignment we're doing under the new title, working with. That was transfer of staff. That was some sort of thing. But not you have keeping the whole staff there and start to employ or recruit new staff for the PTI. This is the aim of the CWG, when it was drafted.
Alyssa? Oh, sorry, Elise.
Yeah.
So, Kavush, I was explicitly speaking to that point. The aim is, I understand from the words, to move the IANA department into PTI. However, if it's a new organization you're creating, and people have the choice of whether they want to move to a new organization or if they want to stay in the old organization or if they decide to resign. They don't have to move. ICANN cannot mandate that people move from ICANN, being an ICANN employee, to becoming an employee of a newly created affiliate. You can't make people do that.
What do you do with those staff you have in ICANN? They don't want to go out?
Well, they could find another role within ICANN, or they could find another job.
Okay,
that's
so
their choice. That's all I'm trying to say.
Let's think about this for the rest of today and come back to that tomorrow. And maybe I'll try to talk to the CWG folks and see if they care about our religiousness about their language. Hopefully they won't. But I think so. Yeah, but it's also there's lots of nice words in this proposal that are to be interpreted. So I think on the question of the spreadsheet, it sounds like the compromise solution that may make people happy is to post it someplace and have a footnote. Because I heard some people really want it as an annex, some people don't, some people don't care. That sounds like the middle ground to me. I see Russ, who wanted it, in nodding. So that's my proposal. We will post it potentially as is. I mean, it has some TBD in it, I think. But Lynn just took an action silently to get it into shape so that we can post it, and then we'll just footnote it in this section. So that's the conclusion of this item. Okay, so we will come back to the rest of the outstanding edits on the proposal tomorrow. Again, here's a question I was going to pose. Earlier I said I'll refrain from asking my question. The plan is, if you have line edits to the proposal, get them to the mailing list by midnight tonight. any line edits that you want, and please put them in email so that it's clear what your suggested edit is. Do not edit the document, and I'll try to incorporate all of them before tomorrow. So that's the plan from here. Now, I believe we have with us a photographer who's going to take a group photo of us because we may not meet again in person, and we wanted to capture the group here at the end of our process. So, Mohammed, do you have instructions for people?
Yeah, I think we'll use the right-hand side of the table so we can get all together in this side. Some people will be seated and others will be behind them standing so we can get together.
So we're back here tomorrow at 9. Can't wait.